time now for Arts News. Hello, Claire Nichols.
Hello, Michael. As you know, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival kicks off this week, and there are a couple of newsworthy aspects that I wanted to mention. One is an initiative to get performers home safely at the end of the night. This is called Light the Way Home, and it gives at-risk performers access to a free Uber ride after their shows. Here's the director of the festival, Susan Proven.
After Eurydice Dixon died last year, people were talking a lot about how we could make the working environment for people in comedy safer. It's an issue for a lot of performers who are starting out in comedy as well as in contemporary music. Often means working late at night and often for not much or no money. And it's often the fact that artists have to compromise their personal safety in order to build a career, and we wanted to try and do something about that.
Who pays for this? How are you funding it?
We've already raised more than $10,000 from public donations, many of which have come from people connected with the comedy community. So performers and venues, and the comedy festival has matched the first $10,000. So we're well on the way to a good solid account that we think will see us through the festival. And the idea is to keep raising funds and keep that trust fund going so that it can operate all year round.
So that's Susan Proven from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And she mentioned there the tragic death of the young Victorian comedian Eurydice Dixon, who was murdered on her way home from a gig in Melbourne last year. And as a tribute to Eurydice, the festival has also awarded three female comedy acts with grants of $5,000 each. These new stand-up grants are funded by the Victorian state government. This year's winners are Annie Louie, Alex Ward, and the duo Irvi Majumdar and Carla Wills. Here's Susan Proven again.
We are so grateful for Premier Andrews for really getting behind this and doing something positive with what was a really horrible tragedy that impacted on a lot of the people in our community last year. And all these women knew Eurydice and worked with her. So there's a nice connection there.
Susan Proven, who runs the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Now, Claire, in other news, the winner of the Lysicrates Prize. What's the Lysicrates Prize?
This is a $15,000 playwriting prize. It's presented by Griffin Theatre and the Lysicrates Foundation. And what makes this one interesting, Michael, is that the plays are judged in performance. So on the weekend, the three finalists for this prize all had the first 20 minutes or so of their new plays performed in front of a live audience at the Sydney Opera House. And then the audience voted for their favourite, and that was the winner. So this year's winner is Jane Bodie, a British-Australian playwright. Her winning play. The new play is called Tell Me You Love Me, and she says it's about algorithms and dementia.
I'm a huge fan of Jane Bodie. Some news from Broadway.
Well, this is 60 years old, kind of. 60 years ago, Rodgers and Hammerstein had a hit on Broadway. Now they've got a kind of hit in the charts. I'm going to play you a bit of the Ariana Grande song Seven Rings, and you tell me what it reminds you of.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favourite things.
Snowdrops on roses and whiskers on kittens.
You
bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages. Yes, that's some of my favourite things.
Absolutely. From The Sound of Music, here's the version from the 1965 movie.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favourite things.
So it's pretty clear that Ariana Grande's song is a rewrite of the original. There's no disputing that from her team. In fact, according to the New York Times, they're giving 90% of the songwriting royalties for this song to the music company that owns the Rodgers and Hammerstein catalogue. And that's a pretty amazing result. This song has been streamed more than a billion times worldwide, so a pretty good result for a couple of songwriters who died decades ago, Michael.
Claire Nichols there with Arts News.